You'd be surprised to find out that the Doom 3 guys did not use Windows Forms.
I'm totally shocked.
So there are some things that, you know, we say, what can't you do? So we actually have sample applications that take direct draw surfaces and host them in a Windows Forms application. So you can do those sort of direct draw type stuff. But if you're talking about something that basically is doing some highly performant graphic type operations, those are the kind of things that our graphics API is very powerful for doing standard graphics type operations, but not for doing high performance 3D type drawing. So there are a set of applications like that where you could still build a Windows Forms shell. You would just host a direct draw surface in there and do the work yourself. In terms of what else can't you do with Windows Forms, you're probably asking the wrong guy, because I can tell you, you can do anything you want.
That's what I want you to say.
So we've targeted the primary scenarios are stuff that you should be able to do in the designer,
right,
out of the box. You should just be able to, you know, set a few properties, add a few items, and be able to get the look and feel you want. And one of the things that we've really worked hard on in Visual Studio 2005 is creating a set of components that are flexible enough so that if our default look isn't what you want, that it's pretty easy for you to write a little bit of code to customize it to get the look that you want. And we've tried to work really hard at that. And actually, as I continue on with this demo, I'll show you a couple of cases.
What about inking? Do you guys support tablet PC?
So tablet PC has some Windows Forms ink controls that you can use. They ship with tablet PC, but you can use them directly in a Windows Forms application.
Okay.
So it's just a standard, InkEdit, I believe, is the name of the control.
Right.
But they have a set of controls that you can just go ahead and use directly in your Windows Forms application.
Right. If you had a Java developer here, what would you tell him are the differences between a Java approach and a WinForms approach? For a user, could you tell the difference? Can you... WinForms app going to be richer? Is it going to be faster performing?
So my recent experience with Eclipse tells me that certainly you'll see that it has better performance. From the Java developer perspective, it's sort of a slightly different model in that we have a lot of things out of the box rather than sort of a more of a Eclipse development approach is they have some things and you go and the community provides a bunch of the other things. And so one of the things that you'll find is out of the box we have a lot of high quality components that fully tested, highly performant, work in all international localization scenarios. We support RTL out of the box, fully accessibility compliant. So we do a lot of work, a lot of fit and finish work that, you know, most people who are just developing casual mom and pop type applications may not work. But as soon as you go into an enterprise app and you need to develop an application that has to be localized and has to be, you have certain accessibility requirements, government accessibility requirements, and you need your app to do that. You have and localization requirements into whether it's Eastern languages, whatever it may be. Windows Forms has all that, and so there is a tremendous amount of work, and I mean tremendous, that we have to do in order to support those types of scenarios. And those are the kind of things that when you pop a component from Eclipse onto your design surface, that, you know, it may look nice, and it is nice, and Eclipse has got a lot of, and the whole Java community has got a lot of very interesting, powerful components. And one of the things that like, said that you probably will find that they're more lacking in is the support for the sort of localization and accessibility markets that we do provide directly out of the box. And of course, we also have an extremely lively component vendor and community ecosystem as well. So things that you can't find in the box, certainly you can go through our component vendors and find those sorts of components
There's
as well.
There's all sorts of wacky controls out there to buy. While we're on that topic, how would you compare it to Flash? How would you compare? So if you had a Flash developer who's really hot on animation and the look and feel, what would your appeal be to Flash developer?
So I think that the Flash developer tends to be more of the the designer type developer. And the target for Flash tends to be maybe a little different than the standard target for a Windows Forms application. So Flash has their own API, and it's more limited, and rightly so. If you want to develop an application that writes to the hard disk or talks to a web service or is more of a business type application, Flash is likely not to be your choice.
Right.
Whereas if you're developing a Windows Forms application, you're typically thinking of a more enterprise type application, a more sophisticated type application that's not purely an application from a designer perspective. If you want to develop an application that allows you to change the paint color on a car and do it in a nice, animated, sophisticated way, Flash is a good tool for doing those sorts of things. If you want to develop an application that allows you to do contact management tracking and works offline and allows you to enter sales on your PDA and then upload them to your device and has basically a single development tool that supports all those different environments, then Visual Studio and Windows Forms and the Compact Framework and ASP.NET, that whole umbrella, that's really the solution that's going to give you the best bang for your buck.
Cool. You want to get back to the demo?
Sure.
Sorry about that.
Oh, no problem.
Okay. I ask a lot of questions.
No problem. There's a lot of information to cover in. We're going to be here basically an hour, and there's a lot of values to using, the client technology that we ship in Visual Studio 2005. And questions you're asking are good, and they do a good job of helping articulate the value of building these types of applications.
Right.